Following the call by the Metropolitan Archbishop of Kumasi, the Most Reverend Gilbert Yao Anochi, for a review of prisoner training to avoid re-offending by discharged inmates, the Ghana Prison Service says though the call is welcome, the service is already on course implementing interventions in that direction. The Public Relations Officer of the service, Vitalis Aye, tells Radio Ghana more about the interventions.
The Catholic Church in Kumasi has a ritual of visiting the Kumasi Central Prisons every 26th of December. And as the Bishop has appropriately put it, we need to review a lot of things in the prison system in Ghana, bearing in mind that what we inherited from a colonial master since independence, nothing much has been done. That is the reason why the current administration is striving very hard to put mechanisms in place that will ensure that prisoners who come into our custody, they get out better than they came in. So the call is in place, and there are really measures put in place to ensure this happens. As I speak to you, there's a bill in Parliament. If it is passed, if it is ascended to, a lot of things will change in the prison system.
What is going to change?
For example, if the bill passes through and then we are asked to have what we call suspended sentences and non-custodial sentences, it means that we're going to have less congestion in the prisons for petty crimes, which will give us the chance to classify our prisoners properly so we can give them the needed training so that if you get a proper and appropriate training, you will not get back into crime. You won't get back into prison if you get out. We have the moral trainings as we talk about. We have pastors, we have imams, we have people in prison who give moral training. The other aspect is giving them skills. The skills are what we are trying to do. It's been a bit of a problem for us in the sense that the capital we need to do that is not there. Sometimes the space is not there. So if the prisons are less congested, people are not supposed to be imprisoned, are actually out there doing some work for government, for the state, instead of being incarcerated. To swell the numbers, I think it can work.
The pastors are there. They definitely have a responsibility of injecting morality into these prisoners. Yet, when some of these prisoners get out there, they do even worse than the things that brought them to prison. What could be responsible?
It would be really wrong to say that all of them, some will go back into crime. It's just like having a class or a set of candidates presented for a particular year in an exam. You teach them the same thing, it's not everybody that will pass. So as we speak, some of them will get a pass, others will not get a pass. It's like going to the mosque on Friday or going to church on Sunday. What the imam teaches at the mosque, what the pastor teaches in church, it's not all of us who imbibe it, who take it. We can't just have 100% of prisoners going out and not coming. I mean, we're all testimonies to people who have come to prison and they've gotten changed. They become pastors in their preaching, they become musicians and they're singing for us.
That was Public Relations Officer of the Ghana Prisons Service, Vitalis Aye.